Of all the Democrats who you would think might, just might, be able to see firsthand the enormous costs of uncontrolled illegal immigration, you'd think it'd be those in Texas, and especially those along the Rio Grande. But alas, even those Democrats can't open their eyes to reality. Monday, after the governor announced proactive Texas action on the border, some trade group made up of local municipalities, taxpayer-robbing EDCs, and a few businesses asked Perry to rescind his National Guard order. They claim that having the Guard present sends a message that the border area isn't safe, and that it implies, wrongly they add, that the border is not being well managed. What fools must they be if they really believe this nonsense to even suggest that the border is being managed well or that there isn't a problem with crime is beyond reasonable objection to policy. It is, in essence, lunacy. Meanwhile, a state senator from the area, Democrat, wants more dollars to hand out to his vote-gathering machines and local government, but balks at actually adding to the state's law enforcement presence. Democrats wail constantly about needing more money for public schools and social welfare spending, and then, on the other hand, support the policies which completely overwhelm these systems. Frankly, the whole border episode, from the White House in D.C. to Austin and the Rio Grande, demonstrates that Democrats are either simply ignorant and stupid, or that they are nefarious and intend the ruination of the very programs they espouse. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.